Utah is one of the 11 states that joined a lawsuit against the Obama administration in response to a federal mandate that allows school kids to enter the bathroom they associate with based on their gender identity. Box Elder School District's Superintendent Ron Tolman sent a letter to the parents of his students explaining how the schools in his district will continue to work with the parents whose children have unique requirements.
Hi, my name's Ron Tolman. I'm Superintendent of Box Elder School District. We had several concerns from parents, and they wanted to know what we were going to do because they were very worried about it. And so we plan to continue our practice as is presently constituted. We do not plan to grant access to restrooms and locker rooms that are specifically designated by gender to anyone other than that actual gender.
A policy, he says, was in place before the issue became politicized.
We'll continue to work with every individual or student and or parents who have unique requirements on a case-by-case basis. We'll continue to treat each and every student with the respect and dignity they deserve. At no time do we intend to sacrifice the rights of the general population of students for political reasons.
Many of Utah's conservative leaders, including Governor Gary Herbert, have criticized the order as federal overreach. LGBTQA advocates in Utah have applauded Utah's directive as potentially life-saving. They also say it sends a message to transgender students that they are accepted. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.